everyone, and Merry Christmas. Let's all stand up. Do you mind? You can, of course, be seated any time that you want, but what if we start by kind of some hand clappers? You guys ready? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, it's Christmas Eve. Oh, it's good to see the family, Lord God. May you be with us, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. We want to see you, Lord. We want to be in your presence. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. You ready? Here we go.
In sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord.
I think you guys might know this one too. You remember how it goes? Here we go.
Herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful,
joyful of the nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hail,
hail the newborn Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to glory bring, risen with healing in His being.
Mild
He lays His glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth. Come. King of Heaven, come.
How many of you wish he would come like, well, after Christmas tomorrow? Let's lower our lights, go ahead. Here's a good one. Oldie but a goodie. Came upon a midnight moon. Let's sing it.
Came upon a midnight clear. That glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. He sung the earth good. From heaven's all gracious King, the world in song and still display to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled. And still their heavenly music flows for all the weary world. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise and cease the strife and hear the angels sing.
Sing glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God evermore. Good news, great joy for all.
Melody breaks through.
Melody breaks through the silence. Christ the Savior. Way up in the sky.
quiet little land. Do you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, a song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea.
Thank you. Ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Fall on your knees.
Thank you for that glorious night, Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you mind standing real quickly? Shake the Wigglies out just a little bit. Because I'm going to have you sit right back down. Some of you, our Catholic friends, you remember, hey, I remember this. Stand up, now sit down. Now stand up, now sit down.
Now kneel.
Now kneel, go ahead. Hey, man, you can be seated when you feel like you've stressed out enough. If you brought your Bible, go ahead and turn over to Luke chapter 2. I want to read Luke chapter 2, and I also want to read Matthew chapter 2, because it's the Christmas story. I got my fire going. Let's put a couple logs on the fire. Go ahead. Our 4K fire. There you go.
There.
Luke chapter 2, everyone. Luke chapter 2. It's a real story, you know. All the other religions in the world, you know, they have their merits. I'm sure they do. And they have their sort of logical understandings. But biblical Christianity is the only religious system that I'm aware of whose founder said, I'm going to let them kill me, but watch this. It's the only one. Well, let's see how that story sort of started. In chapter 2, book of Luke chapter 2. How can we always go to Luke chapter 2, Steve, on Christmas Eve? By the way, you know this is your 10th Christmas Eve in this building? That's pretty amazing. So curl around by the fire. Get your eggnog rolling. We don't have eggnog, do we? All right. Brownies. Anybody bring a brownie? Nope. All right. Chapter 2, book of Luke. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus. That's your boy Octavius, who became the very first emperor, really, of Rome. I wouldn't expect you to know that, but us history geeks, that's kind of fascinating. He's the first Roman Empire. You might remember that Octavius or Caesar Augustus, Roddy McDowell, and he was going up against, who was it, Richard Burton, who was Mark Antony. And, of course, Mark Antony's main squeeze was Elizabeth Taylor, Cleopatra. It's all there, you guys. He consolidates the empire, and he reigns from about 27 B.C. to about 14 A.D. for a very long time. You know, I don't know that planet Earth had ever seen a despot as strong as him. And at the time, there was nobody could say nothing to this guy. He literally did have the ability and the authority, in a sense, to say to that guy, I don't like your face. Soldier, run him through, please. Nobody has seen the depth and stretch and reach of a despot like this. But here's the point. As strong as he was here under the sun, he is still accomplishing God's will. Well, what do you mean? Where is Messiah supposed to be born? 300 prophecies concerning Jesus' life, his birth, his ministry, his death and resurrection. But he has to be born in Bethlehem. Well, where is Mary and Joseph at this time? They're in Fernley. They're a long ways away. They're in Nazareth. How's God going to get him there? He moves upon the heart of the most powerful human at this time under the sun. You think you're all that in a bag of chips? Well, the mere whim of God's will, he is accomplishing biblical prophecy. Anyway, Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be registered, really taxed. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. We had fun with this in our study through the book of Luke. Here is the very excellent historian Luke literally giving us an outside or extra-biblical historical marker. There's a lot of great stuff in the Bible. There are people that say, you don't believe in that Bible, do you? I really do. Well, isn't it a bunch of hocus pocus and fairy tales written by humans? Though humans penned the pages over 1,600 years, 66 different books and 40 different authors and such, well, what's going on here? God is in complete control, right down to who's on the throne of Rome. Verse 3. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Well, where is Mary and Joseph from? Matthew chapter 1 told us they're both descendants of King David. So where was David from? He was from Bethlehem. Verse 4, Joseph also went up to the Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, that's where Jerusalem is located, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. So to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And you remember what happened to her, right? Outside of biology and typical chemistry, God says, I made physics and chemistry. Whenever I want, I can use them for what I want to accomplish. She has never known a man. And biologically, of course, this is impossible. Not so with God. Verse 5, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes. So what's that? Do you get those from the online? Where do you get swaddling clothes? Swaddling clothes were rips of little pieces of linen, perhaps ripped from her own garments. The point of it is, this is a very poor couple. This is a very poor mama. And so his swaddling clothes are not the cute onesies you can get online, but probably strips of cloth from her own clothing. And she brought forth her firstborn, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. The shepherd class was the lowest rung on the social calendar, lowest rung on the social ladder. They were so looked down upon their profession that they were often sort of referred to as unclean by the higher-ups. What does that mean? You can't go to the temple because you're not ceremonially clean enough. You stay out here. And much of the sheep that were used in the temple sacrifices were raised in Bethlehem. Here's the point. You can't go to Jerusalem. Why? Well, you're not dressed right. You don't smell very good. Why don't you just stay there in Bethlehem, said the culture. God's going to show up this night. And so it's almost like, you know, you guys can't come to me, so I'll come to you. This is the heart of God. And behold, verse 9, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings. Which is another word, or what is another word for good news? It's gospel, which will be for all people. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah. We read English translations of the Greek letters. They probably did not say Christus, which was the Greek form. They would have said, this angel would have proclaimed Messiah. Well, who is that? Isaiah 9, verse 6. Unto us a child is born, 700 B.C., he wrote this down. Unto us a son is born, and to us a child is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he will be wonderful, counselor. And that's where most Christians sort of stop. Yeah, I like that about Jesus. He's kind of like the heavenly Santa Claus. He's a wonderful counselor, comma, mighty God. Everlasting Father. This little baby born the first time, his first advent as a baby, a vulnerable baby in a feeding trough. That's what a manger is. The second time when he's going to show up, you guys, it's going to be as a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Verse 12, and this will be a sign to you. You want to check it out? You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly, this is one of my, I hope there's a video library in heaven. I want to check out this video. Have you ever been camping, you know, in the crackling fire at night? And you're kind of relaxing. The sheep are all put to bed. And it's very, very quiet. And your eyes are, you know, sort of adjusting to the glow of the fire. And suddenly, God unzips rips the canopy of the night sky, and pouring through is the unimaginable and explainable brilliance of all light on every band, every frequency. So it goes from, that would be daytime, crickets. There we go, that's my crickets. Very quiet, crackling fire. And now God says to the angels, well, go ahead. And they zip it open. Hallelujah. I was going to yell really loud, but I don't want to wake up the babies. Can you imagine? Boom, hallelujah, hallelujah. Handel's Messiah. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. A bit of an unfortunate translation. Really, it is on earth peace towards men in God's word. And so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, whoa, let us now go to Bethlehem, see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. Do you remember what the angel said? What are you going to find there in Bethlehem? A really good philosopher? A wonderful transcended master? What did the angel say they would see? The what? Messiah. Remember? King of kings, Lord of lords, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. That's what they said. These are the first missionaries, by the way. Verse 18, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which have told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. When you came in, I put mine on your stand there, baby. Did you have it? Ooh, where is it? When you came in, you got you one of these, a nuclear powered. It's not like the candles, but we couldn't do the candles. Why? Because even if you're wearing your mask, you have to blow it out. So there's a little piece of paper you got to pull out. Make sure your piece of paper is pulled out. Let's lower all of our lights. We've been doing this since our days at Huffaker. Don't turn them on just yet. Don't turn them on just yet. God, turn them on. You turn them on by twisting the little flame, but not yet. Would you join me in a quick prayer? Oh, Lord, Christmas, Christ Mass. We've heard it even in the Christmas carols coming over many of the radio stations and all artists of all kinds and all the various renditions. But the Christmas carols that we sing tonight, Lord, are right out of Scripture. It really is quite astounding. All the other religions, usually man has a hand in, and you can kind of tell because this is how men sort of think about things. If it's a good relationship, it'll be like a good tennis match. I hit it into your court, you hit it back to me, and so on. If I keep hitting it into your court and you don't hit anything in return, well, then I get upset. In fact, I toss my racket down and I say, I don't want to play anymore. Humans are very understanding about the notion quid pro quo, this for that, cause effect. You can tell when they have their hand in the making or crafting of a religion when it goes like this. You'd better climb the ladder, pal. You'd better dot all the I's and cross all the T's. You better do the five pillars. You better make sure that you climb this ladder. And if you can please this sort of God. Perhaps he has a furrowed brow. Perhaps he's looking at you like,
well, what are you going to do for me? And you're exhausted often by the rigors of the religion. And if you arrive at the summit of accomplishment, in some cases, that deity may or may not be in the mood or mind to accept you. Hope you caught him on a good day. Biblical Christianity is the only relationship with deity that says this: stop working so hard at trying to please me. Moms and dads, you know what I'm talking about. Can you imagine your little 2-year-old cutie looking at you? Daddy, I got to work harder before you'll like me. The Bible says if you, parents, being evil, know how to love on your kids, how much more your Heavenly Father? Biblical Christianity is the only religious system that I'm aware of that God says humans are stuck in sin. They can't stop. I mean, they may do some days better than others, but by and large, they keep going to the same places, working more and more destruction in their lives. Relationships are in the rearview mirror, the tattered remains, really, of people in my life that something has gone horribly wrong. Biblical Christianity is the only system that God says, I have to come to your level. You see, that's why God the Father zipped up a human suit, was born in that manger that day. Let me get this straight. The star maker? Why would he subject himself to all the stuff we have to muddle through? Perhaps some of it is because nothing you can go through is something that he hasn't seen. When you say, Lord, you don't know what it's like here under the sun, he can say, yes, I do. And so with everybody's eyes closed for just a moment longer, Holy Spirit, would you move through this place? Families are here, Lord, that's glorious. And the enemy has been working very, very hard to fly families apart. I want to lift up every marriage, Lord, every son, every daughter, every father, every mother, every grandmother, grandfather. And I pray in Jesus' name, let us all have our blinded eyes opened to anything that the enemy has been somewhat successful in trying to fly my marriage apart, to blow up my family. We pray, Father, in this wonderful moment, an opportunity, Holy Spirit, come.
Yes, Lord.
We've been learning about the ministry of Jesus Christ. There's little of Jesus' example in today's modern church. It's really quite this simple. He said, watch this. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame, that is to say, the paralyzed and the stuck, they get unstuck. In some cases, the dead will rise. The gospel will be preached to the poor. That's the ministry. And my wife said something fascinating today. Yes, we've been praying for blind eyes in our own lives and family to be opened and deaf ears. But Lord, is there something in me tonight that's blinded? Well, how do you know if it's a blind spot? See, that's the challenge. If it's a blind spot, by definition, I don't see it. Take this opportunity, Lord. Is there something in me? Open my blind eyes in Jesus' name. Husbands and wives, can you pray this prayer? Open my deaf ears. Maybe it's me that's stuck. Maybe it's me or some part of me that's dead. I say in the name of Jesus Christ, rise. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, blind eyes be opened. In the name of Jesus Christ, deaf ears be open. And the gospel is preached. What's the gospel? God so loved the world that he zipped up a human suit. And he paid for all of the sin that I personally have accrued to myself, both up to this moment and tomorrow and the day beyond. All of my sin he paid for on the cross. That's why he came. That's the gospel. One last little bit about the gospel. There's more. If you don't receive Jesus' free gift of salvation, that means that the ledger book containing all of your sins is still counting against you. He'll never go anywhere that he's not invited. Have you invited Jesus Christ into your life? Who is he again? He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the wonderful counselor. What do you need? First thing, you need salvation. It's as simple as this. Lord Jesus, save me from my sin. With my mind, now I get it. Your innocent blood for all of my sin. That was the currency. That was the debit card. And now with my heart, Jesus, I give you all of my life. Take me, Lord. I am yours. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, and all those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ said, Amen. 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 Now that's a Christmas present right there. All right, stand up and take your high-powered, multi-dimensional, what do we call this thing, high-def thing. Hold it up. Twist the little doodah. It's blinding. But hold it up, would you mind? No wax is now dripping down your hair like it did last year. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more time. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine this year, Lord. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Would you take this home with you? They cost us a bunch of money. No, they didn't. I think we got 300 of them for 10 bucks. No, I don't know what it was. Take this home with you. Did you mind putting it in a prominent place? You guys, how rough has the year 2020 been? Don't miss Sunday. I'm going to go over some stuff. I think that might be interesting. But keep this somewhere where you can see it. Of all the times and ages when God said, I would like you to be born and live your life, he says, I want you to be alive now. Mm-hmm. Right before the return of Jesus Christ. If you don't know that, we believe he's returning very soon. Yeah. Number of reasons why. But I think this whole COVID thing is no fun, but it's a God thing. Harvest, it's time for us to live the light and to speak it. Keep this somewhere close. It'll burn out probably another 20 seconds or so, but keep it someplace. Maybe write today's date on it and say, Lord, help me to shine my light. There are people all over who need the gospel. Mm. Harvest, would you commit with us this year that God would use you to open the eyes of the blind, open the ears of the deaf, that the lame should walk, and that the gospel be preached to the poor. Oh, one more thing. Jesus also cast out demons. Mm-hmm. May the Lord make us more and more sensitive. There may be more devilish activity in our lives than we may think. Mm-hmm. Lord, prepare me in the gospel. Keep me filled with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Oh, yes.
I almost said, whose birthday is it?
It's a good one. We like doing this one, too.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you, my Lord Jesus.
And I hope you don't mind, but we got one more song. You guys ready for this one? You can be seated if you like, but it's more fun when you stand.
Walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
You know this one.
We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out by the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life.
Come on.
You got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Tell us about it, Dan.
You believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. You believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. You believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify.
Yeah.
He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom and saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. You need freedom, saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker.
My favorite Christmas carol tonight, I think, of all. The Lord richly bless you. 2021, I think, is going to be quite interesting for a number of reasons. Not only are the Raiders going to win the Super Bowl. No. I think it's going to be a wonderful time, Harvest. Are you ready for what God's going to do this year?
Amen.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Open up all your presents tomorrow. God richly bless you, Harvest.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Jimmy Lishman in South Africa, what's up? Keith in Ohio, what's
and
up?
Sherry.
See you on Sunday, Harvest.